When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
This might be a really short one today. Let's see if I can do one under 5 minutes. 5 minutes? Maybe I'll probably wind up doing seven. It's Saturday, November 19th, 2016. Another entry in the Art Sound Off Challenge. I'm going to front end it this time. I usually put this at the end. Art Sound Off is a challenge where me and my buddy Rob Stenzinger challenge ourselves to check in every day for the month of November with an audio accompaniment to the art that we make. So I am Jersey Drozd, cartoonist and teaching artist, which is to say a person who makes comic books and teaches classes on how to make comics. And Saturday, you know, I really want to get it to where I'm not working on Saturdays and Sundays, if possible. It'd be cool to have like a regular weekend, like a lot of normal people do, like get to focus on my house, being a husband and stuff. But you know what? A lot of work that needs to be done on the Rockets book in the next 5 months. And it's going to require some weekend hours. And one of the things that I'm working on this weekend today is actually, oh, and by the way, I'm sitting in my car. I'm in a parking lot because also on my list to do today was to pick up some groceries. Gonna pick up some groceries. I had to clean the deck, which I did. See, house stuff. Gotta do some laundry and then also play with some character designs for the Rocket book. We're actually well into penciling. We started penciling the book. And after seeing a few penciled pages, seeing the original designs that we thought were gonna work, aren't working that great. They're not looking great. Need to play with them a little bit more. So last night I actually started, like I spent like an hour just before bed working out some new designs for one of the characters. And I need to put a little bit more time into it today. And it is going to mean going back and penciling that character over again on, I think, something like 9 pages of work. But you know what? That's the price you pay to make stuff that matters to you, right? It's like, if you want to do it, you want to do it right. As much as you can within the constraints that you are facing, right? There's always going to be bandwidth, deadline, and time constraints that work against me on these things. So you also have to walk away from it and so on. But when I thought that might be a good springboard to journal a few thoughts on how I think of drawing my characters. And this is a completely personal thing. This is by no means any kind of prescription that I would give to my students. But perhaps by sharing my thought process, there's something in there to be mined for those of you who think about character design and different approaches. And, you know, if you hit a blank spot or come up against a wall with some of your designs, maybe this kind of food for thought will be something of use, whether it's an anti-lesson or a lesson. Who knows? It's up to everybody to use it their own way, right? So as I've said in past Thunder Punch Dailies and has been posted online, you know, this Rocket book that I'm working on is a history and exploration of the science of rockets, but narrated by animals, and specifically animals who were involved in the history of rocket development. And when I draw animals, like in the Boulder and Fleet comic, there's a certain threshold of realism that I don't like to get close to. I feel like Boulder is right on the edge of the sense of realism where I start to get uncomfortable with drawing it. Meaning I don't want them to look too much like real animals. If I had my druthers, they would all look like really well articulated stuffed animals. I like them all to look like stuffed animals if I can. And you'll notice that in the background characters in Boulder and Fleet, like you'll always see like little bunnies and hippos and stuff. Like the two hippos in the competitive eater hippos in the Mining for Trouble story, like they look like stuffed animals. They're meant to. But if you go too much, if you abstract them too much out, then you lose whatever makes that animal, right? When does a sheep become so abstract that it's basically any animal, but you just put wool on it now, right? So that's the thing that I'm wrestling with, is walking the line between making them really cute, something that you'd want to hug, but also having them represent the animal that it's based on. So that's what I ran into, and that's where I've got to do some explorations, playing around with different shapes, playing around with like different, I think I got close with one of them last night. I think I was like, okay, this is like the middle ground between realistic and fully abstracted bedtime buddy. But I got to put in some hours today on that and monkey around with that a little bit. And then it's time for my weekly meeting with myself to check in on. I think that's what's going to be tomorrow, Sunday, November 20th. It's going to be like, all right, let's look at the week ahead. Let's look at what we need to get done, what we'd like to get done, and, you know, leaving gaps for interruptions. Okay, I got to get home because there's a U of M game today, and this town goes crazy on U of M game days, and I am not going to be able to drive home pretty soon unless I hit the road, which is another reason why I had to keep this one short. Okay, so once again, Jersey Drozd, jdrozd.com, boulderandfleet.com, artsoundoff.com if you want to know more about this challenge, and go to twitter.com and search for the artsoundoff hashtag to listen to entries by other people. So I'll be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily, and until then, remember everybody.
All of us make mistakes, and Una and Aaron made a big one. But when they realized what they had done, they didn't lie about it. They didn't try to cover it up. Instead, they admitted it. As He-Man said, admitting you're wrong takes courage. But when you do, you've taken the first big step toward making up for it.
Of course, if you're like me, you never make a mistake.
Or Co.
Well, I guess I better disappear. Oops, I think I made a mistake.